Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Today on Radio Gallery, we spotlight a film from Iowa called Saving Brinton. It's a documentary film made by the Haynes brothers, originally from Mountain Iron, Minnesota. They're bringing it to Duluth for a one-day showing on Thursday, August 16th at Zeitgeist here in Duluth. Event information at KUMD.org. Today I welcome director Tommy Haynes, as well as the subject of the documentary film, Michael Zaz.
The path for a documentary filmmaker is normally to do a festival run. And so we premiered at AFI Doc Fest, which is a great fest out in D.C. And then we went on to the Rotterdam International Film Festival. And that's a very, very large top 10 international film festival. And so we kept gaining momentum with the film over the past, year, doing all these festivals all over the world, Zhangzhou, Korea, Buenos Aires, Argentina. And it's been in quite a few spots, and then in the United States as well. And then the next step is if your film is getting enough kind of accolades and praise along the way, you attempt a theatrical run. So that's what we started in May in New York, and in June in LA, and we've been in about 20 cities in the U.S. since then.
Tell us, what is this documentary about?
We live in Iowa City, Iowa. We had heard about a guy, a retired history teacher, that had found an old collection of films. And it happened to be the collection of films to Frank and Indiana Britton, who were the first folks to bring films to the Midwest. And so when we started digging into this collection, we were finding old Thomas Edison's and George Méliès, some of the first filmmakers to ever have films, and unique original copies, part of this collection too. We had interest from all over the world during our filmmaking process. And so our main subject, Mike Zaz, ends up traveling all over the world to show this collection to people in Bologna, Italy. He goes to Paris. He goes to Washington, D.C. and shows the Library of Congress part of the collection. So it's kind of our story of Mike as he tries to save this historic relic.
The subject of the film, Michael Zaz, also joining us here to talk about Saving Brinton. He will also be a guest live in person at the screening on Thursday. Tell us a little bit about how did this film archive come to you? And
Frank and Indiana Brinton were a couple from Washington, Iowa, and that's where I taught. And they were traveling projection entertainers starting in the 1870s to the early 1900s. They quit traveling about 1908. The films, the magic lantern slides, projector, the things they traveled with were just put in their basement in 1908. So the things just sat there. When Mrs. Brinton died, the executor of her estate moved everything to his basement, and it sat there until 1981 when they were cleaning out the basement. At that point, family knew that I was interested in the Brintons, and they got in touch with me, and so I helped clean out the basement. So in 1981, we found this collection, not knowing that it actually really existed, especially all the films and things. And so it's been an adventure for the last 37 years.
I think people in Duluth and Northern Minnesota can relate to this, right? It's a Midwestern tale. And the story kind of goes beyond just the film collection, too. We really try to look at, this is a portrait of Mike himself and kind of who he is and why he saves things and what the community is like where he's from. And so it's nice for me now to be bringing this back to Duluth and back to the Iron Range area where, I'm from, because this film is very much about community and history and just about place. And so this is very fitting we're bringing it back. And another nice coincidence is some of the featured musicians in the film are the Pines, who are out of Minneapolis. They are going to be coming to town because they're old former students of Mike Zaz. And so it's going to be nice to have them in town, too. And after the screening, the Pines and Mike are going to do a special treat for everyone, and they're going to have some of the old Brinton films shown there while the Pines score Mike's narration.
Saving Brinton is showing at Zeitgeist here in Duluth Thursday, August 16th. Information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.